The wheelbarrow full of dicks internet radio program begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, estoy bien. A wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Monday fun day.
No, no, squish, squish, squish. I'm not having no kids. Squish, squish, squish.
Put it in there, man.
Put it where?
In my mouth.
Carl, the show cannot go on until you get here with the rainbow brain.
That right.
Yeah, these oak tree fingers are going in.
My name's Fat Venus.
Yeah, we got the tank.
No, Wolverine, stop!
Have a nice day.
Alexa, turn out all the lights!
I don't have anything against your leg pads. It's just like, you know, when you Skype in and your picture is a pair of leg pads. I have a pair of leg pads in front of my nose. So that's what I'm going to look at. I'm going to look at your fucking leg pads for an hour is what I'm going to do. I mean, there they are. They're right in front of my fucking face. I see a fucking pair of leg pads. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to talk about your fucking leg pads because that's the image right in front of my fucking face. You know what I mean?
You don't like them because they're Eddie Belfour tribute pads.
Is that what they are?
Like Chicago. Yeah, they look like Eddie Belfour's pads from the fucking 90s.
Well, why would you buy those?
I didn't buy them. I ordered them custom. I had somebody do this on my request.
And then you bought them?
Well, yeah, I paid for them, yeah. And Travis, I had them imported.
No, say that sentence again, Napier. I hate to be a nitpicker here, but what you just said was, I didn't buy them. I had them custom made. But you bought them. You bought them. You purchased those pads.
I know. I went a step further. I demanded the person make them exactly as they are.
Right.
It's not like I saw a picture of them like, man, I must have
those. That's more damning than just buying them.
Exactly.
And you did. You paid somebody for their services, and then you purchased the goods that they produced afterwards. So you absolutely did buy them. You just commissioned them.
I commissioned them, yes. I wanted to make sure that it was over enthusiastic. Yes, I paid for them. I made somebody do them directly to my specs.
Guys, I'm Mike. Travis is here. Fuckface Napier's on Skype. It's the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Welcome, everyone. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Hey, do us a favor. Call us on the hand hotline and tell us all of your favorite Napier on Skype moments. Be sure to call in and let us know all the best times Napier was on fucking Skype. Because I'd love to hear it.
They don't know that. Only you get annoyed by that.
Oh, they don't know you're on Skype?
Now that you told them.
Okay, guys, Napier isn't on Skype. I'm going to trick them. It's the theater of the mind, Travis, is what it is.
I'm in Mike's living room.
Whoa, guys. Through the power of imagination, we are all in the same room. Travis, hand me that stick of butter, will you?
Here you go, buddy. I hope the popcorn's delicious.
Oh, it's so good and tasty.
Ooh, can't wait to dip my hand in that bowl.
Mike, are you sad that I've just been slightly lazier this week than normal weeks?
Napier, the Skype thing has snowballed. It's become an epidemic. Travis, you remember when Napier quit the show?
I do.
And I feel like Napier wanted out, and I guilted him. And I told him that if Napier quit the show, we wouldn't do the show. And I just want to say, Napier, I'm over that. If you want to quit the show, that's fine. I don't want to force you anymore. Because I feel bad. I feel bad for having guilted you. And I know that you don't actually care. I mean, I care about the show. I like the show. I want to do a good show. And I know that the only reason that you care about the show is because, like, there's a couple of jack-offs at your work that like it. And they think that you're cool because you do a podcast. You're not cool, Napier.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to do it.
They don't think you're cool.
He wouldn't be in his living room if he didn't want to do the show.
Travis, I wouldn't do the bare minimum if I didn't love it. Napier, I have a proposition for you. This is something that I was thinking about since you called it an hour before the show to tell me you weren't coming. What if, see, because the problem, the thing that you always say is that you don't want to make the drive. The half-hour drive is a burden on you. What if I came to you? Would that be okay? When you didn't want to drive, what if I just replicated our studio in your home?
That would probably change the whole feel of the show, just a new environment, new energy.
No, that's how passionate I am, Napier. If that's the thing, if the thing is the drive, what? I don't work tomorrow. I have Tuesdays off. What if I made the drive to you? Would that change things?
Do you want to do that?
Would that solve our problem? Would that make things better?
Anchor in the chat says,
I think Napier is cool. There you go, Napier. Anchor thinks you're cool.
When Drunk comes back, how much farther of a drive is that for him?
I think he's about halfway. Thing. Yeah, I think he's about halfway in the middle between us.
Maybe you should both go to Drunk's house, whether he's on the show or not.
Well, no, Napier. See, Drunk's coming from work. I think Drunk's work is halfway between my house and Napier's house.
Oh, okay.
So I think Drunk lives really close to me. If I replicated our studio, I mean, I wouldn't, buy another Travis computer, but I could just bring the Travis computer, Napier. Is that something that you would be into?
If you want to do that, Mike, we can do that. I have a bench downstairs. We can get everything set up on the bench. It'll be perfectly okay and kosher.
Oh, my God. Travis, I could be invited into the Napier home.
You've been invited into my home dozens of times.
That could open up a whole new world of content for us.
How are the acoustics downstairs by that bench?
It's probably... Are we going to be right next to the washing machine?
Yeah. The washing machine isn't on.
It'd be amazing if it was randomly.
Oh, we could hit...
like every other show. Washing machine.
Guys, coming up here in a little bit, we are going to draft the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League. A big shakeup in the Hollywood Fantasy League because the Rocktown podcast came in last, and so they are eliminated.
But Brian got booted?
He did, but the Passersby podcast quit doing a podcast. And so he also has bowed out of the Hollywood Fantasy League. So two
slots to fill.
Slots to fill. Travis, how crazy is that?
Are the Friday cases coming back?
In the chat room, the passive aggressive hour, I think they're on Thursdays on laughcast.com, shout out, said that nothing makes a broadcast more riveting than a logistics discussion. That's probably right, but it needs to be done. We got to figure this whole thing out, because the Skyping's not working for me, Travis. The Skyping's not working. I don't want to look goalie pads anymore. I'm tired of it.
Skype's not working really well over here. What did you say?
Breaking up? Travis, you remember that hit television show on HBO, Arliss?
Oh, Arliss, yeah. Of course.
You remember Arliss, where he had to wrangle the sports figures?
Isn't he a sports agent?
He was an agent to the stars.
That's a lot like Ballers, starring The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He does all football players, right? Does he ever call them up and tell them that all they got to do is not, like, murder anyone or hit their wives? Is that conversations he ever has on Ballers?
I think it's been close. I think he said, you need to stop fucking those whores and doing that blow on those yacht parties. So it's kind of close.
Just like, hey, man.
Oh, God.
Napier. Oh.
Nobody's here to do the Heimlich. I'm just going to...
You're going to have to wait for Drunk. Oh.
Yeah.
The rating sensation. Mike chokes to death on air.
He just calls him up on the phone and he says, hey, all you have to do, like, to make millions and millions and millions of dollars is to not be on videotape, like, beating any women or killing anyone. Like, really, that's about it, right? Is there anything else that you can... I mean, there's a lot of things that you could survive, I think.
Well, shooting up clubs is not usually too good. I guess you can survive the dogfighting thing.
Yeah, you might have to go away for a while, but you can come back.
Yeah, as long as you manage your money, I mean, it's almost like a vacation.
The Ravens guy, the Ray Rice, he hasn't been back, hasn't he? Has he?
Retired.
Did he retire?
Retired.
What does he do now?
He just
kind of hangs out at home?
Thanks his lucky stars, he's not in prison.
Do you go to prison for that? Assault? Yeah, you probably do, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, assault's a big enough one, I think.
I think they just, you know, give you some community service if you only do it once.
Oh, the first assault, you just kind of get a slap on the wrist, but if you become like a serial assaulter?
It's like drunk driving. It's like, depends how many times you got busted for it before they actually lock you up.
Yeah, they'll give you a couple of free passes. I mean, they're going to tell you to go to community service, stop being such a fuckhead. But, I mean, if you're in there the next week, the judge is going to be like, don't think this guy's getting it.
Around here, they give you 11 chances for drunk driving. There was
an
article in the local paper today, actually, that said man finally going to prison after 12th OWI.
Jesus Christ. Where's that local highway next to you so I don't go down that one?
I can't hear you. My Skype's breaking up.
So how many times do you think he didn't get caught while being drunk as fuck?
Well, you have to figure plenty, because if he's actually getting nailed for the 12th time, there had to have been plenty in between, you know, being busted. I know, you know, the one eye closed trick driving home from the tavern. I'm sure he did that plenty of evenings.
Do you have like a large amount of people over there? So, you know, maybe he can.
No, I don't have any people over here, Napier. I'm by myself.
You don't. There's a reason you're by yourself. Because it takes 30 minutes to drive over there.
It's too much. Can't do it.
I just want to be lazy for a week. Let me be lazy.
I just want to
I'm providing content. I'm talking.
I just want to be lazy for a week. I just can't even. I've got a case of the Mondays.
It is Monday.
You got a
case? I got a case of them.
You got a case of the Mondays. I just want to have a lazy Monday by myself.
I want to just sit at my home and, like, not have pants.
I just...
But if I come over, I have to put on pants.
I don't want to do that. It's too much.
God. I was at work all day, getting screamed at by assholes.
Oh, it's so hard.
Had some lady call me up, used fuck like a comma.
Oh, she said the fuck word at you.
Said a lot of fuck words at me, and I was so sweet. I was such a nice person. And here I am trying to be a nice person over Skype to Mike.
Oh, you're trying to be nice, and I'm just making it so difficult. Staring at your fucking goalie pads.
Yeah, they're fucking sweet.
Guys, work is so hard.
Guys, my fridge is coming Wednesday.
Ooh.
Fridge update.
Is that sooner than you anticipated? It seems like
it's
supposed to wait longer.
It's a lot sooner. It's so much sooner. I don't know what happened. I guess like they went wild at the Maytag factory and got a couple extras out.
They just churned out those extra ones. They put in some overtime and they just made a couple extra fridges.
Travis, I went and saw that Fast and the Furious the other day.
Fucking watch those movies?
I love them. I fucking love them.
Was it exactly like when I walk out of an X-Men movie? I'm like, yeah, man, X-Men movie. Was it the same feeling? Like,
no,
oh,
I
yeah,
mean, it wasn't good. It was pretty fucking awful.
Really?
But while I'm sitting there waiting for the movie to start, I'm looking around. You know, like I like the movie theater atmosphere. And I'm wondering, like, why don't they show more things in movie theaters? Like, why don't they air football games on movie theater screens? And
well, they do around here when it's Packer season. If it's a special Packer game, they will book out a Sunday, and it's like you can come down and drink beer at the movie theater and watch Packer games.
Really? That's a thing that's already happened. It's a good idea. They should do it. So I'm glad that they do. And like, you know, like pay-per-view fights and stuff, you know, like everybody pays a certain you'd probably do pretty good to, you know, do like a Fathom event with a pay-per-view fight and get that extra pay-per-view thing, because I bet people would just show up to watch it.
It's really fucking expensive to play like UFC and like professional sports games if you are charging, first of all, but also you like have to pay per seat, like how many people you're going to bring in there.
So yeah, but I'm saying that you could start like a partnership where they're getting a piece of the door.
Oh, like if you're doing this nationwide?
Yeah, I'm not talking about like, you know, the movie theater up and for the cost of the pay-per-view and then paying for it. I'm talking about, you know, coming up with an idea to where pay-per-views are not only in on your TV, but you could go see it in a theater near you also.
Sure, like the UFC partners with AMC Theaters, and AMC IMAX Theaters will show the newest Saturday night UFC fight.
In the chat, they're telling me that there's a thing called sports bars. I fucking understand there's a thing called sports bars, but the theater atmosphere, the romance of the big screen and the plush seats and the popcorn could be for more than just films.
Every time I go to a sports bar, I can never watch the fucking thing that I came there to watch. I get my food, and the one thing I want to watch is over in the fucking corner, and I can't fucking see it.
You have to tell them to change the TV in front of you. Most of them will do that. You say, hey, I came here to watch the goddamn Blues game, and I can't see the goddamn Blues game from here. And then they'll change it for you.
My dad told me yesterday that there is a seat at the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium that you can purchase for $1 that is obstructed, and you can't hardly see anything. And in the seat next to it, they have a statue of Bob Uecker. So you can go sit in the $1 seat and sit next to a statue and not be able to see the game very well.
Most people don't sit for the whole game anyway. So yeah, they like hang out and walk the concourse.
Yeah,
and shit.
You go just enjoy the ambiance of the ballpark, yeah. And the you last pay $1 for the privilege.
The last time I went to a Brewers game, I think we watched like a half of two different innings. Otherwise, just got hammered off of like Liney's Summer Shandy, walking the concourse and like just meeting random people.
Do you just walk up to people? I would never do that.
Well, after I've had plenty of Summer Shandies.
You just start walking up to folks and trying to make friends?
Well, everybody's ready to party because if they're walking the concourse, most likely they've also had plenty of summer shandies, and everybody just wants to be friends.
I don't think
it's not like going to an NFL game where if there's like an opposing team, people are just ready to fight. Like every Brewers game that I've ever been to, everybody's always been super cool and just wanted to hang out and like drink.
So you live sort of that way.
No, it's like the Brewers Stadium, Miller Park is like 3 hours away.
Is 3 hours worth getting the $1 seat just because we talked about it on the show?
No, I probably wouldn't. Like, typically if
I don't see why you would. Napier won't even drive a half hour to do the show that he's been on.
Usually
for
if we go down to Miller Park, we get decent seats and get a hotel and maybe even go to the ball game the next day and make a weekend out of it. Because, you know, if you're going to drive 3 hours and get hammered, you're not going to drive 3 hours back.
Right, right. It's too far.
Shit, exactly. The same with the Packer game is like 2 hours away.
The Fast and the Furious, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Statham, I mean, he killed their friend. He killed the Asian guy, and that's why they were mad at him.
But don't you remember the last movie, or maybe it was the movie before, where The Rock was like hunting them over like those rooftops in Brazil and trying to take them down, and he's going to get Vin Diesel, and then all of a sudden by the next movie, Hobbs and Vin Diesel are like best friends?
Yeah, but The Rock didn't kill any of their friends.
He might have. I'd have to go revisit, but as a cop, he might have gunned down one of their friends during a robbery or some shit.
But, you know, even that, you could just say, you know, he was a law enforcement fella. And they were criminals.
You should remember the whole premise of the Fast and the Furious franchise was based on the fact that Paul Walker was an undercover cop trying to take down Dom Toretto. And then all of a sudden, by the third movie, they're really good friends, and Paul Walker was a bad guy starting in, like, what, movie two?
But guys, the way the last movie started, Jason Statham shot their friend of the previous four movies in the face and then blew up Vin Diesel's house. That was the start of the movie. He blew up his fucking house. So in this one, they need Jason Statham. And at the end, like, they're best friends. Spoiler alert, Travis. Jason Statham saved the baby.
Of course he did.
And now they're all buddies. And so, like, in the next one, I guess Charlize Theron is going to be all their friends, too.
Well, I heard that they were talking about doing a Hobbs and whatever the hell Jason Statham's character's name is, a spinoff with just those two dudes.
And honestly, guys, if you give a fuck that I spoiled the end of the Fast and the Furious movie, sorry, but...
What is it?
Mike, what the fuck, really?
What is there to spoil in a Fast and Furious movie? You know,
the plot...
Yeah, the plot is in quotation marks.
They save the world by driving cars fast.
Sometimes they drive them out of a building or out of a train or across bridges.
They took their cars underwater this time. It was
nice. I was wondering how they were going to top the skyscraper jumping scene, and it's like let's take them underwater.
Yeah, the gal. That was blackmailing Dom.
We discussed this.
There,
like,
was no twin brother. There was no twin brother. Thought it was going to be a twin brother, and it was.
No, I said that somebody had some shit, and it was his team was going to die if he didn't do what they wanted, and that's what he had to do. Is that about right?
Kill the baby.
Oh, okay. So they're going to kill the baby if Dom didn't do what they wanted to do. So it seemed like he was turning tail, but really.
And
he
the gal that was around for family. One movie while Michelle Rodriguez didn't want to do the movie, but, like, Vin Diesel needed a gal. Like, they had to figure out a way to get rid of her.
Yeah. Yep. And that's how they did it. Took her out. I'm going to kill the baby. Do what we want.
Right.
Is Gal Gadot, does she have a big part in it or not? Not really.
No, she died, Travis. She died, like, four movies ago.
No, she was in
God,
the last
Travis,
one.
Do you not even pay attention?
She was in the last one because she...
No, she died. She fell off a plane, Travis. It's like you don't even watch these things.
The last movie, Jason Statham fought The Rock and Gal Gadot in the office space, and that's when they fell out of the building, and that's
no,
how...
No, there was a plane trying to take off, and they had to catch the plane. How are they going to catch the plane, Travis? By driving their cars fast.
You know who Gal Gadot is?
She's Wonder Woman.
Yeah. She was in the last one at the beginning when Jason Statham fought The Rock in the office building because they fell out of the goddamn... He protected her by
that
falling...
That wasn't Gal Gadot, you goddamn fucking idiot, Travis. That was that other Mexican gal with the mole on her face.
It wasn't a Mexican.
It was a Mexican gal, Travis. Vin Diesel gave her his magic necklace that gives him luck. She had it. She had the necklace, Travis. It wasn't Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot fell off a plane. She's dead. She's fucking dead, Travis. But
just
do you think
Travis,
that it
Mike
would probably
right.
be pretty cool if, like, you could just go see other things at movie theaters? Like, I would love to go see some Blues hockey games on a big screen. I think that would be pretty goddamn fun. You know what I'm saying?
Like what the Maple Leafs did.
Travis, have you looked up yet that it isn't Gal Gadot, and are you ready to apologize?
I'm looking it up right now. I'm not seeing the proper link, and I'm looking it up right now. Furious 7. What was the last one? 8? What is this? What is this current
this
one?
This was
eight?
The 8 of the Furious, Travis.
So this is the fate of the Furious. She is in Furious 7 as Giselle in 2015.
So you're telling me she was in the movie.
Telling you
probably
that
in
you
a flash, probably in a flashback.
Are you
no,
ready to apologize?
The lady that you think she was, she isn't that lady.
You need to watch Fast 7
again. You goddamn fool. She died in like 5 or 6. She's dead. God damn it. I don't have time to...
Maple Leafs lost?
Yeah, I did. I did see that, Napier.
That made me sad.
It did?
Yeah, it's shit tons of rookies taking on like the, you know, the President Cup winning motherfuckers, and they're doing their damnedest, and they're in there all the way, and they're keeping pace with them, and they were even up in the series for like a brief moment.
They hacked all the cars, Travis. They made all the cars drive on their own.
Well, yeah, of course. They can't be in them.
They were ghost cars. There was a bunch of ghost cars driving around.
They should have taken, you know what would have been, I'm not sure if it was the same movie studio, but they should have taken that scene from Pixels where they took those little Mini Coopers and they were trying to pretend like they were Inky and Blinky and Pac-Man, and they were trying to like get Pac-Man power up. They should have taken that movie out of Pixels and just shoved it in the middle of like this next Furious movie.
Because they drive cars fast, and that's Fast and Furious.
They drive cars fast in the round corners. They should have just shoved it in the middle of this movie and see if anybody noticed.
Right. That's what they should have done.
They didn't.
No. It's not fucking Gal Gadot. It was another gal. Gal Gadot was romantically linked to the Asian guys. The Asian guy that Jason Statham.
Gal Gadot was an agent with Hobbs. She's an FBI agent.
Gal Gadot was not the agent with Hobbs.
Asian, you idiot.
She was not the agent with Hobbs. The agent with Hobbs was the Mexican gal whose husband died.
God damn it.
So, Mike, why is this movie like the top seller for all of America? Is it any good?
Because, Napier, they drive their cars really fast and they solve crimes.
Did you see a bunch of fast-moving cars?
That's very appealing to people because they can all look past their differences and in the end become friends through the love of their driving cars fast. Michelle Rodriguez was a bad guy in one of them, but that's because she had amnesia. But then she got over her amnesia and she married Vin Diesel. And so then Vin Diesel was like, well, fuck, I married Michelle Rodriguez, who was evil. Now I'm going to be evil, but I'm not really evil. Somebody's trying to kill my baby. And then not Gal Gadot, the other Mexican broad, was the mother of the kid. But they don't need her in the movies anymore because they got Michelle Rodriguez back. Gal Gadot died 3 movies ago. Gal Gadot is fucking gone. She's Wonder Woman now. She's not in the Fast and the Furious.
You should update IMDb and also take all of the images and video off of the internet that suggests otherwise.
Guys, we're going on break, so I have time to IMDb the Mexican gal's name. When we come back, we are going to draft the Hollywood Fantasy League, and we are super excited about that. Right?
Yay!
Right, guys?
I don't know. Depends who'd you invite to fill those slots.
Who Gal Gadot is, right? Have you seen the movies, Travis? Have you even seen the movies?
I haven't seen the movies, Mike. I have no fucking clue what you guys are on about.
Travis, do you even watch the movies, though, is what I'm saying. I watch the movies religiously, Travis. I've seen them all.
Why do you like them?
I don't like them.
You've seen all of them.
I know I have. I don't know why I watched them.
You know what I've seen? I've seen every Star Trek movie. You know why? I fucking like Star Trek.
Well, you're a dummy because you should have skipped about, you know, every second one of those movies is trash.
I don't know they're trash unless I watch them.
You said you watched them all because you love Star Trek.
I do. I don't think every one of them is a great cinematic piece of mastery. Half of them are shit. But the other half, great. Fucking watch them again.
Yes. When I was but a boy and everything was money, I found a just a sweet little boy. She showed me how to shower, and I took that shower. Oh, a shower. Oh, that shower. And I, that was the day I became a man.
I love to be witty and shit and nasty with my buddies.
Hey, fuckwads, did you know that we're on the TuneIn app for your smartphones? Wherever you go. That's right, take us anywhere. Take us to the fucking mall, take us to the boat, take them in your car, do whatever the fuck you want. You can listen 24 hours a day to StrangeLabel.com. Download the app, search for Strange Label. StrangeLabel.com on your phone. Phone.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
The Lost City of Z would need to come up with 30 points to put the Lotus cast over, and it's probably not going to happen. This means, of course, that WFOD will again be champions of the Hollywood Fantasy League. Two movies in the top 10 that were released in the scoring period were not drafted. Both horror movies, Get Out and Split. We avoid horror. I don't know why that is. I guess you don't really know which ones are going to be the good ones. It's tricky. Tricky. Whole thing, guys? Tricky. Draft coming up here in a second.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
You had to get that out.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We're still waiting for our best Napier over Skype moments. All of your favorites, be sure to call in and let us know. We are going to draft the Hollywood Fantasy League. We're pretty excited about the whole
goddamn thing. Give me a second. I'd like to interject. I would say my favorite Napier Skype moment was when he said if a Star Trek movie is good, he should watch it again.
If it's not good, you don't watch it again.
You just watch it the once to find out.
Hey, you know what? One of the most unsettling movie scenes I've ever seen was Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, where that thing went into that guy's ear.
Yeah.
That was unsettling.
But it looks so fake.
And that, I haven't seen it lately, but at its time it was unsettling. I don't know if it holds up, but for its time, Wrath of Khan. Is that going to be in the draft this year with the Wrath of Khan?
You can draft it, but it's probably not going to do too good for you.
I'm thinking I might anyway.
There's probably like one revival theater somewhere that's going to be playing that in the next handful of months. You probably get a couple bucks out of that.
You of course heard Benny Michaels from Pod Cheese. He will be in the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League. Matt the Lotus Cast was unable to join us, so Joe was going to be drafting for the Lotus Cast, who came in second in the last round. So congratulations.
Well, Matt, last round.
He has snap, and he was just like topless at home, so I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he said that something came up, is what he said.
Hey, before we go on, can I thank you guys for including me? I appreciate that. I like being third string to the Passerby podcast. That's all.
Well,
it's what every podcaster I know strives for.
You know, Benny, I feel like there was a lot of times that I didn't invite you to stuff just because I figured you'd say no.
Yeah, but why would you think that?
I don't know. I'm probably wrong to assume that. But there was a lot of times I was like, this doesn't seem like something that Benny would like.
No, yeah, you didn't want to insult me. Instead, you said, I'll make them plan C to the Passerby podcast after they just completely vanish.
They stopped doing a podcast. That's
I think we can all agree. We're all living in the wake of the Passerby podcast.
And Jim from Not Safe for Water Coolers is also here. And Jim has been in the Hollywood Fantasy League before. So this is his revenge.
I've played armchair quarterback for like the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Just as a listener, just thinking like when someone would pick a movie, thinking to myself like, oh, why didn't you pick this movie?
Right.
And then honestly, you know who it was? It was Travis that would come out with some movie that I disagreed with, but he would offer his explanation. And I'm like, that's some critical thinking. He's a player. That's why I'm gunning for Travis. I'm coming for you, man.
I think right. Jim had one of the worst drafts of all time, didn't you, Jim?
There should be an asterisk next to that performance.
You took Black Annie in the first round.
That's right, Black Annie.
And then he took The Interview, which didn't come out.
Black Annie was your first.
He took Black Annie in the first round, Benny.
You know what? Shoe on the other foot. Turn back the clock, Benny. You would have done the same thing.
No, I would not have.
And that pulled you. You don't know the kind of pressure.
Cameron Diaz.
I don't think I would have. And that's what I mean. That's why I'm glad to be a part of it this year because I think I bring a lot of wisdom and knowledge to the table. But
right,
hey, listen,
he's not going to do anything stupid like Jim did when he took Black Annie in the first round.
If in defense of Jim, if Black Annie came out in 2017, I think it would make bank.
No, it wouldn't.
In the parlance of our times, Travis?
That they watched it and it was good, but they didn't really see it.
Just think of, had I won that year because of Black Annie and The Interview not coming out, if I had won, what a visionary I would have been. How this tale would have turned.
Jim, who did you choose Black Annie over? I don't remember what other movies are out there, but who did you choose?
Oh my God, there were so many. I think it was like
the Furious Avengers. It was like
around Christmas time, I think.
There's probably the last start, like Force Awakens probably was coming out.
Christmas Day, you have small children. What are you going to see? The Annie revival.
Black You're going to see Black Annie.
God damn it.
Worst draft of all time, right? I don't think there's ever been one worse.
Hashtag not my Annie.
And that was a draft that, unbeknownst to me, the loser of was eliminated from the Hollywood Fantasy.
Oh yeah, well, we changed the rules to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Because you embarrassed yourself so much. We couldn't bear
another draft like that.
Yeah, it's like we can't just keep letting Jim march out there. There has to be consequences for this shit.
He doesn't even take it seriously.
He drafted Black Annie in the first round.
At least I stayed a podcast through the entirety of the season.
You didn't pick a dog's purpose and then stop podcasting?
I took my lumps, you know, fair enough.
So, guys, so he took Black Annie in the first round. Movies that he could have had that didn't. American Sniper.
Mm-hmm. Piece of shit.
Oh, that reminds me of that sweet, sweet bit that we did for American Sniper.
Cinderella. The Disney movie Cinderella, he passed on that.
That was a good flick.
The SpongeBob movie.
Trash.
Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Passé.
Insurgent, Night at the Museum.
That's the one I regret. That's the one I really missed on.
Into the Woods, he passed on. But God damn it, did he get Black Annie.
Man, that was a shitty...
Yeah, in hindsight...
That was a shitty draft. I mean, not the Black Annie.
Yeah, the only movies that went ahead of Black Annie in that draft were The Hobbit and the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
To be fair, I had only researched those two movies. I was kind of groping in the dark after that.
You're like, oh, damn it. I don't got The Hobbit or 50 Shades of Grey. I guess I'm going with Black Annie. So, yeah. I guess we should stop with this bullshit, right? Because, you know.
Because after this season, you guys are going to change the rules to eliminate the champion.
Can I tell you guys something? And I think everyone's made their picks already, so me saying this isn't going to really sway anything.
But okay.
Add an anecdote?
Are you gonna tell us your hot tip? Benny gave me a hot tip earlier.
I gave you a hot tip, but that was insider info. So
oh, okay.
This is bullshit. Insider trading on the Hollywood Fantasy?
I think he's trying to trick me, though, Jim. I think it's like a psych out.
That was good information I gave you. But I did do a lot of research, and I did some recon and, some polling as to what my movies should be.
Yeah.
So I asked my wife, I showed her the list of movies. And the movie that she wasn't her number one pick, but she did mention it first, was Snatched. By Amy Schumer.
Oh, the Amy Schumer film.
That one's going to be good. And I said, why would people want to see that? And she said, because of Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, it's the return of Goldie Hawn.
Box office Goldie Hawn.
I said, well, what demographic is this movie going for? And she said, 18 to 36. Now, 18-year-olds to
36. Ask an 18-year-old who Goldie Hawn is.
Yeah, and I was like, they don't want to see Goldie Hawn, and they don't like Amy Schumer. And she told me that everyone likes Amy Schumer except for my circle of people, which I don't believe that to be true. I think there's entire movements against Amy Schumer that I'm not a part of, but
well, I'm just thinking my lucky stars that she's dropped out of the Barbie movie.
Yeah, but that would have been
what a fucking mistake that was.
It doesn't matter who would have been in it. You
didn't want a body positive Barbie?
I would have watched the shit out of it. FYI, but you know it would have been terrible.
No, you see, she's fat, but it's okay that she's fat because she likes
to fuck.
Well, that's not what Barbie's going to say.
No, Barbie's going to make jokes about her.
It doesn't matter who's going to be in the Barbie movie. That should have been everyone's number one pick if Barbie was in the running.
Have you been down the aisle at, like, say, Walmart? The Barbie aisle has shrunk significantly in the past, like, 5 to 10 years. Like, it used to be, like, an entire aisle both sides, and now that she is regulated to, like, 6 foot of counter space.
She's not getting an end cap, Travis.
No, not at all. Unless she's got
this
a movie, I guess.
To win this thing, notice no one knows what they're talking about, except for me. That's why I think that I'm probably going to... If not win, be up there in the final.
Now let me tell you what would make a million dollar afternoon, like Thursday afternoon first showing, would be a shot Shopkins movie. You want to know what kids are going to go see? Put out a Shopkins movie.
Okay, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay.
I would have picked that.
I'm picking the order, guys. We need to quit bullshitting here.
Okay.
I have the names in this hat. Can you guys see me?
Okay, just remember who gave you that sweet insider info.
Can you guys see me?
Why are you using your hat? Why didn't you fashion something out of those sleeves you're missing?
I try to wear as unfashionable as clothing as I can now, Jim, on Mondays, because I don't want Napier to make fun of me.
That was a woman's t-shirt.
I'm gonna go buy shit with Taz on it. Okay. The first name picked is Pod Cheese. Pod Cheese will have the first.
I got the number one pick?
Pick. Yes.
Fuck. I almost didn't really want the number one pick, but
do you want me to put your name back
do I
in?
Pick now?
Yeah, no. Back.
I'll take the number one pick. No, I'm gonna take the number one pick.
The number pick two now? Pick is us. Because I'm picking and not...
It's about time.
Black Cloud Napier. The third pick is the Lotus Cast.
This shit's rigged, man.
And the fourth pick, Not Safe for Water Coolers. So,
hey, you get the snake, Jim. You get the
Jim
snake.
Will have the first pick in the second round, and we will snake that way. So, guys, I don't have a pen. Oh, no, I have a pen right in front of me. Okay,
I got a pen.
Okay, write it down, Benny.
All right.
Lotus Cast, and Not Safe. Okay, so, Benny, you have the first pick, and then you'll have the last pick in the second round.
Okay, my number one pick. And this came down to, like, one of two movies. How much time do I have?
As much as you want, we got all night.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your process.
I did a lot of research, and I knew it was going to be. Well, I don't want to give too much of my thought process away. You know what I mean? Because that won't do me any favors in future years when you guys invite me back. But I'm thinking my number one podcast. I mean, my number one movie for the. What do you call this?
The Hollywood Fantasy.
Spit it out. Come on.
Despicable Me 3.
God damn, he's right.
Nice, it's a good, nice choice.
It's a good pick.
That's not a bad pick.
Nice choice. That was in my top couple.
Yeah. So we're going to take Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Obviously. That's okay. Amazing.
And Despicable Me is a good pick, and it's going to make a fuckload of money. But yeah, we wanted Guardians. We thought Guardians was the first pick.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, it is a good pick, Benny. You did a good job.
I knew that was going to go quick.
And
I
actually,
can't believe we got it, actually.
Well, Guardians has already kind of got some reviews out there, and it's in the 70s, so it's not, like, great.
Up until, like, 3-4 weeks ago, it had 100% critic
rating. Mates, we picked the top two. We picked the winning two.
Right.
It's going to be a battle between Despicable Me 3 and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
You know, we won with Despicable Me 2. Despicable Me 2 made so much goddamn money that we fucking won based pretty much just on that. So.
And I think I told you earlier they're doing the exact same thing that they did with Zootopia, where the trailer for the movie is just like a sweet scene from the movie, set to music. And my kids, it doesn't matter how many times we see that preview, they're fucking jazzed. And so am I, because they use a sweet 80s tune. And Trey Parker voices the villain. So
That's the trick now. You put a goddamn 80s tune in there, don't you?
Yep.
That's just what
and
you do.
And play a scene from the flick. And you don't have to show anything else. The rest of the movie could be terrible. And everybody will go see that movie.
All right. So the third pick goes to Joe. Joe, were our top two your top two?
Guardians was definitely top two. I think that was a good pick, personally. I think that's going to make a lot of money. Like, it didn't do a ton on its opening weekend last year, or on the first movie, but with word of mouth and how great the movie turned out.
It's been on cable, like, crazy.
People didn't know what to expect, and, like, even I went and saw it by myself, and then I bought the Blu-ray, and my kids and wife now absolutely love it, and it's, like, not in the realm of things that they typically love, so I think everybody will be going to see that movie.
I mean, Despicable Me 3 wasn't a top pick for me. It was more of a second or third rounder. But I'm going to go with Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man. It's a good choice. That's a good
pick. Because that's Spider-Man's first solo movie with the Marvel Universe. There's been a lot of hype for it. I think that's the one that's
going to... You have to wonder, though, if there's going to be Spider-Man fatigue. I mean, we are on our third Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was my number 10th pick.
People loved seeing him in the last Captain America. Yeah. That was like everybody's favorite part was when Spider-Man popped up. So
and a hot Aunt May. You can't go wrong with a hot Aunt May.
And don't forget, they like seeing him for all of the 10 minutes he was in there.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are going to go. People are going to go to see if Aunt May shows her tits.
All right, Jim, are you going to shit the bed? You got the next two picks, Jim.
All right, Mike.
Jim.
See, this is the kind of
Jim I worry about. Like, my stomach hurts for you, Jim.
Listen.
Jim, before you announce your pick, do you want me to give you the piece of insider info I gave Mike?
I got to have it.
Don't pick All Eyes on Me.
Oh.
You got it.
Straight Out of Compton was so big, though, Benny.
Yeah, but this is going to...
That guy fucking looks like Tupac, man. He looks Tupac.
Hey, they got Ice Cube to play Ice Cube in Straight Outta Compton. You can't get much better than that, so All Eyes on Me is a fucking failure already.
All right, so you guys force my hand with number four. I got to go with my head, not my heart, so I'll be taking Cars 3.
Cars 3. All right.
Not seen any Cars movies.
Excellent choice.
But my research indicates this will make some money. And do okay.
It's going to be a good. That's a good pick.
Because the kids.
Is it the only Pixar movie this year, Mike?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, then maybe it does well.
The kids.
You guys are going to be surprised how well I do.
You guys think I'm casting a pall over the results Cars 3 is going to get just by the very act of me picking it?
People didn't love the Cars movies, man.
But parents,
Cars 2
covers a wide age range.
Cars 2 made $50 million less than Cars 1.
They've made it like darker. Like the third one.
It's all about race.
It's still a kids movie, but it's like adult oriented. Like that Nader car, that beater truck who is that Larry the Cable Guy does the voice.
Yeah, he gets her done. Gets her done.
Yeah, that truck has AIDS.
Oh man.
So it's dark.
AIDS seems to be
it's
under
funny,
control,
but it's dark.
They should have gave him cancer
Benny,
or something.
Betty.
Edgy.
How does a car get AIDS? Explain it to me. Explain how a car gets AIDS.
I didn't see it. I probably won't even watch it. If it's on while I'm there in the room,
does he
won't even
fuck another car in the ass? How does a car get AIDS?
If a car with AIDS is leaking into like a drain and then you pull over that drain to leak your leaks in there, that's how you get AIDS. Right?
They show you how he gets AIDS. It's dark, man.
Is there a scene where he thinks he's got AIDS and he like goes into a car wash trying to wash it off?
I don't want to give away any spoilers, but it's a dark scene.
Jim, you have the next pick. Also,
Cars is dark.
All right. Yeah, I mean, if that wasn't a pick with my heart, I really don't like this pick. But
Black Andy Part 2.
It's coming out. Jamie Foxx is signed on. Give me Wonder Woman for the number 5 pick.
Going Wonder Woman with the next pick.
Yeah, I mean, the DC movies have been pretty universally bad, in my opinion, but they make a shit ton of money.
But it's a summer blockbuster. It's got superheroes in it. People will probably go, right?
It's got a lady with a vagina. Yeah.
It's got the gal that died in Fast and the Furious 5.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick.
It's a female superhero movie. It's going to be horrible. Remember Elektra?
That's sexist, Napier.
Electro.
That is pretty awful.
I mean, if you've seen the trailer for Wonder Woman 2, it doesn't look bad, and you're right, it's going to get a lot of money just for being like a one of the DC movies. So
yeah, you guys want to know what the trap is with all those movies like Wonder Woman? Is that people will go on Twitter and say Wonder Woman was awesome. So glad to see a strong female lead, and they didn't even see it. They didn't watch it.
But then people won't go.
Made all that money.
I mean, like you can say stuff on the internet all you want, but I mean, I think the Ghostbusters proved people don't go.
Yeah, but everyone said it was good. Oh, that new Ghostbusters was really good. They didn't see it. It was a lie.
So it's a lie. And the Ghostbusters movie, it wasn't good. But it was fine. It was fine, Benny. It was fine.
No, it wasn't good.
I just have to interject here. I got to say, Cars 3 Wonder Woman better than Black Annie in the interview.
Time will tell. Yeah, Jim. Time will tell.
This is a big step for you, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer, Jim. It's the summer. It's summer blockbusters, Jim.
Wonder Woman's going to get positive feedback from people that did and didn't see it.
Yeah. But I bet they're both coming out, which is going to put me head and shoulders above last time.
So Joe's and got the next pick.
Metacritic isn't going to judge Wonder Woman poorly.
Joe?
This is hard for me because I was actually going to pick Wonder Woman. I was kind of hoping you'd pick something else dumb.
He was counting on you fucking up, Jim.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have a couple options. I'm going to go with...
No, you only have one. You only get one pick. That's how the game works.
I know.
You don't have a couple options.
I have a couple options of what I can pick, and I'm trying
to
figure
out. Yeah, you have all
the
separate movies. You have many options, Joe.
No, there's a couple good options. You know what I mean? Like, because most of these are.
Now good. I get what you mean when you use the proper words to explain
it. Yeah, all right. psych
them out.
I'm going to go with.
Classic psych out.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Huh. That's not a bad choice. I love all of those Planet of the Apes movies.
It's not a bad choice. It's an excellent
choice. They average about 70 on the Metacritic, and they pull in a good amount of money in the opening weekend. So, yeah,
and they're good.
Are we tired of the Apes movies?
No.
Isn't it bullshit?
No.
The monkeys are going to win.
I haven't seen the last couple of them.
Caesar with a machine gun is pretty great, right? Riding on a horse and shooting a machine gun. You don't want to see a chimpanzee do that.
I do if I'm in a tank.
Yeah, I mean, I like watching monkeys, you know, do funny stuff.
Yeah, like farting on their finger and smelling it and falling off a branch.
I don't know if I want to watch mean monkeys, though. You know?
Somebody in the chat just said something about Diary of a Wimpy Kid might be a good sleeper pit. Is there another Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie coming out?
They just crank those things out, Travis. They crank them out like every year. Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies.
Yeah, there's probably some subtitle. Like
Travis, we're not taking fucking Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It is a summer blockbuster.
Travis has been heralded for his picking ability. Mike, hear him out.
Excited to watch one. I don't give a shit if we pick it. I just want to see it.
Travis, it's to us now.
Dark Tower.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I mean, there's other ones. But we want that, don't we?
Yeah, let's take
I want to watch it.
Don't you think that's a killer trailer away from being big?
People love Idris Elba. They want him to be James Bond. People like, all right, Matthew McConaughey. And it's a Stephen King property. Let's do it.
Stephen King properties never make any money, though, do they?
Getting primed for it. Everybody's excited for it. And they're going to want to see Dark Tower in anticipation. So,
but what if the new Transformers is really good? All right, so I'm taking Dark Tower. Writing it down.
That's funny.
All right, and we are back to Benny. Benny, you have the next two picks.
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed that you picked Dark Tower, but good pick. I get the next two?
You got the next two.
Okay.
Snake.
Okay, my next pick is going to be Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
All right.
Like a young Johnny Depp.
A late second round pick.
Yeah, I was a little worried like too much time may have passed, like no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But I think people are gonna give a fuck again when it comes out. I think it'll be good. They'll put a lot of money behind it.
Yeah, and I think they're making three more, so I guess you know we have no choice but to keep up with
really?
Them, right?
Okay.
I think they just keep cranking them out.
But every time I've seen that preview with the guy that's kind of missing a face and shit.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah. Every time that preview pops up, every time I go see a movie, all I hear is sneers and chuckles.
People going, this looks bad.
You guys ready for my next pick?
Yeah, yes, I got the next one Benny. Too. Give us the next one, buddy.
Back out of the park.
And I forget what month this is. I have this written down on a piece of paper, but I think it's going to do well. Believe it or not. I'm going with Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants.
Yes.
My kids are primed to see that flick.
Yeah, I did some
Take them in week three, Travis.
Yeah, we will not be going opening weekend.
All right. So, Travis, it's back to us.
Well, you know, if it was completely just up to me, I'd go with that hashtag that I love to use. In anticipation of this motion picture, but
that would be with your heart though.
It would be with my heart.
But
your heart gets a Black Annie, friend.
But we're going with our heads. And do we want? I mean, it's not a bad pick. I mean, for third round, you know.
I'm into it. I'm into it. But if you have another, choice in mind, then
Travis, fucking nobody's gonna go see Tom Cruise fight a mummy broad, right?
No,
nobody's gonna go see Tom Cruise fight a mummy broad.
I like Tom Cruise, and usually I'm surprised by how good most of the movies that I don't give a shit about are. But no, I'll just like I watched Jack Reacher on at home, I'll watch this at home too. I'm not gonna watch The Mummy in the theater.
And the Transformers movies, the last two Transformers movies have had Metacritics in the 30s. So
yeah, but they make a lot of money.
But that's even so, they're
does it balance is the thing.
Yeah, but like a lot of these movies aren't going to be getting a lot of points, so you want something that's a guaranteed.
They are blockbuster. No. This is blockbuster season, like you said. Yeah,
this
so
is blockbuster season.
I'm up for T5 or whatever installment it is, or hashtag Baywatch Watch.
Okay, we're gonna go with Baywatch in the third round, guys.
Your third pick is gonna be Baywatch.
Yes.
Yeah, that you guys gotta remember, there's the date movie demographic.
Yeah, a ton of people are gonna want to see.
Gonna
Zach
go see beefy
yeah,
guys.
And us being a male dominated show here, we can explain like what that means. Like you gotta factor in all the cucks, as they're called nowadays, are going to go see movies. You know what I mean?
I hear you, buddy. I hear you.
So you got to remember, too, it also stars Perfect Boobs Alexandra Daddario, too, from TV's...
That's how they rope the cucks in.
Travis, get that GIF in the chat, will you? While the Lotus cast makes their next pick.
You know what I mean by cucks?
Yeah, guys who like to watch their gals get fucked by other guys.
Yeah, but I mean, like when it comes to like seeing movies, I mean people
the Magic Mike demographic and also the 50 Shades of Grey demo.
Yeah, like if you ever been out somewhere with like guys and they said like, you know,
oh,
yeah,
you want to fuck that guy? Don't you?
I saw Magic Mike; it was okay. Those are cocks.
Hey man, I loved How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, so I can't speak to that.
Was one of your favorites, Travis?
I did. It is one of my favorite rom-coms.
Did
really
you guys hear
that.
About that show on Netflix, 13 Reasons Why? Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
Laura watched that. The gal killed herself, and then she told everybody why she killed herself.
There's no nudity in that movie whatsoever. But aside from that, it's pretty good, I heard.
I've heard it's not good.
Not
I heard the opposite.
I mean, like
I'm starting to think that we should take all eyes on me because I think that Benny is you know being facetious, Travis.
I think someone one of you should pick that in this contest.
He's doing a bit. Is what he's doing.
It's coming off the board one way or another before he comes back up.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So, Joe.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Man, that's risky, man.
Movie looks like a fucking bummer, man. It looks like a fucking bummer.
It's a Chris Nolan movie. They usually do really well. He's shooting this in all IMAX. It's supposed to be like a big, like huge presentation. So, yeah.
I think people really want to like Chris Nolan movies. Because
I think people really do, though.
Some of my favorite movies are Chris Nolan movies, but then he comes out with these movies that you just feel like you automatically got to get behind. Like Interstellar was rough.
That I didn't like Interstellar, stunk. But it's Metacritic like, was like over 70.
What was the Leonardo DiCaprio one with the dreams? What
oh,
was
Interception.
It? Yeah, that was a rough one to get
Did
behind.
You say Interception?
Yeah, Interception, Jim.
It was a good one. I saw that in the theater in IMAX.
Yeah, pick six.
Good. Leonardo pick DiCaprio six. Tried out for the Eagles.
Yeah. He threw a lot of heart, and he got it at the end.
See, I knew I'd get in his head. He picked Dunkirk. It's a Black Annie of this guy.
It's not a Black Annie. I bet it's going to do well.
And so, Jim, you got like, the next two, and these are your last two, so make them
two
count.
Picks, I will guarantee. I don't know what I'm picking yet, but they're going to do better than Dunkirk. Give me Transformers.
All right.
I'm
going
to have to. Somebody's got to do it. Not a lot.
not a lot of speech roused out of the Transformers pick. That's fine.
No, it's a good pick.
You got Transformers?
It was gonna get picked.
Yeah, it was gonna get picked.
It's like a free search.
I'm writing this. Do I need to write this down?
No, I got it, buddy.
Okay.
And then, shit.
King Arthur's still on the board, Jim. King Arthur.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's a good one, right?
They limited the screens to 500 on that one, buddy. So someone else did a little bit of research too.
King Arthur would be a good pick. He takes the sword out of the stone.
Really, it's between the Luc Besson movie and the new Alien. I'm trying to figure out which way I go.
The new Alien looks cool as shit.
It does, but
Prometheus didn't do that.
Yeah, but
didn't see him in the theater. No,
if Prometheus was called Alien Prometheus, people would have went and saw it.
I think you're right. Give me Alien.
All right, Jim's got Alien. We are back to Joe for your last pick, Joe.
All right.
Dunkirk again.
If only I could pick that.
The Amy Schumer movie's still out there. The King Arthur movie's out there.
When does Baby Driver come out? Is that in this pick?
No, I don't know. It wasn't on my list.
Is that the Boss Baby's Driver?
Yeah, yep. They greenlit a sequel before, like, months and months before the first movie came out.
You know, honestly, Travis, Jim has Cars 3, Wonder Woman, Transformers, and Alien. Jim's got a pretty decent draft.
Yeah, that's a sweet lineup.
That's not bad.
That's out of the Alien, number four position. No, I
Joe or Jim has Alien.
I do, Jim.
Oh, yeah, that was the one I was going to get next, but unfortunately, it is out of the way.
That Luc Besson movie looks cool. I don't think it's going to make any money. But
it looks cool, but it's not going to make any money.
That's just like Lucy was great too, but nobody went and saw that shit.
Well, yeah. I think we're going to take Valerian if Joe doesn't.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Damn. God, look at Benny angling for All Eyes on Me.
No, Valerian, I didn't know what that was, but I looked it up and they said based on a graphic novel, that's all I needed to see. And I said, that one's going to be good. That's a good pick.
They should just called it The Sixth Element.
I'm not familiar with any of that shit, but I saw based on a graphic novel, it's going to be good.
The trailer is fucking insane. It's really
good. The trailer looked good.
Yeah.
It looks like it'll be like if anyone's a fan of that, which I wasn't familiar with it, but if anyone was a fan of it originally and saw that trailer, I have to imagine.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a base it has, but people know Luc Besson from The Fifth Element. It looks like a lot like that.
Goddamn,
yeah.
I love that
movie. I fucking love it. But like 10 years later, so with that much, you know, better CGI and stuff.
I'm calling good call, Jim. And this is so in the news.
I wanted it. It was in my heart, but Alien was on the board. I had to take it.
All right. We got to cede this time to Joe.
Joe, what are you taking, buddy? Yes.
I think I'm going to go with Snatched, the Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah, but starring at this point, that's a good pick.
Goldie Hawn.
What's left for the return of Goldie Hawn? I think people are anticipating it.
People are really psyched about the return of Goldie Hawn. I've heard that.
I love Goldie Hawn. I haven't seen her in many, many years, and they did like a big spread of her and Amy Schumer in the newest Entertainment Weekly, and then I was sorry that I saw Goldie Hawn again.
You know what the title of that Entertainment Weekly was? The least masturbated to.
Give this to your teenage son.
Yeah. You mean you wouldn't kidnap them to be in your sex ring? As it's the part.
I mean, just for the story.
All right, so we're taking Valerian, right, Travis?
Sure.
It looks great. It really does.
It probably is great. It's not going to make money. It might get a pretty decent...
Travis, our other option is King Arthur.
This movie because nobody would kidnap Goldie Hawn or Amy Schumer? Is
You still got The Mummy. You could pick The Mummy.
Nobody's going to go see The Mummy!
But it's kickstarting the Universal Monsters universe.
Have you heard one person say, "Holy shit, I can't wait to see The Mummy reboot"?
No, and it was pretty. It was pretty much silence after the trailer came out as well. Like I didn't see anybody be like, "Did you see that Mummy trailer?"
They could have got 10 seconds of Brandon Fraser in it. Then I think about it.
Oh, I would have been into it then.
Yeah.
Maybe The Rock makes a return as the Scorpion King.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. Bafo B.O., my friend.
So can I have Valerian, Travis? Can I have it?
Yeah, take it.
Napier, do you have any input on this, or have you checked out?
Nope, not checked out. Just
you're going to take Valerian over Atomic Blonde?
It's the last pick. Does it matter?
Yeah, I mean, we already have Guardians of the Galaxy.
People pretend they want to see Atomic Blonde, but nobody's going to go see it.
No, that movie's going to be terrible. I researched a trailer. That's going to bomb.
It's
that's
female John Wick. John Wick is so hot right now.
Well, they're trying to roll on the Furiosa cred that she's got.
It's female, very bad. Wait, what are we talking about?
Fast and the Furious cred she's got now.
Oh, that's right. Shit, I forgot about the Fast and Furious cred.
She's going to be their friends now.
Yeah, her portfolio is really growing.
It's already got a high Metacritic, so.
All right, yeah, so right now,
tell
Benny,
me who stars in Valerian.
The guy from the Metallica movie and the bad guy from the bad guy from Suicide Squad.
Alex
with the big eyebrows.
The guy with the resting bitch face.
The guy from Die Hard.
Those two people kind of look alike. Like they kind of have similar faces.
I don't like that in movies. I get too confused. I'm not bright enough to follow that.
Jai Courtney.
Benny, you have one pick left. You have the last pick of the Hollywood Fantasy Draft.
You know
draft.
What?
All eyes on me.
Snatch.
What?
I would have picked Snatch.
Well, with the last pick? That. You would have picked
You those. Shouldn't have saved it for the last one.
I know. That was a good Snatch. One. Okay, so...
Are you really going to give left. Tom Cruise the embarrassment of not even getting his summer blockbuster drafted?
Okay. If I'm
Dunkirk's still available. Oh, no, wait, it should be. Sorry.
What's that?
I said Dunkirk's still available. No, wait, it
you
should.
Laugh, but it's going to pull in a big amount of money. I mean, granted, it's got to knock down War for the Planet of the Apes the week before and then Spider-Man the week before that.
This is what I'm showing as we have left is King Arthur, Baywatch, The Mummy.
Baywatch is gone. Take it.
Oh, someone got Baywatch?
Yeah. I would have taken it. If Baywatch was on the board, I would have taken it.
Hashtag Baywatch watch.
Baywatch is not available.
No, it is not.
Okay, all right. The Mummy, Tupac, which, you know, trust me, man, I've been a part of this whole scene for like a really long time, you know what I mean?
It's the sequel to One Pac, so, you know.
If you're in the know, Travis, it's just called Pac.
Oh, boy. That was a bad joke.
They're
going to
support it, but they're going to support it by bootlegging it and watching it. Like, trust me, I know how this works. I'm going to do the same thing.
You sell cam copies out of your trunk?
But the Metacritic will be okay because the Metacritic for Notorious wasn't that great. Like, the Metacritic for Straight Outta Compton was good, but they had a whole...
Notorious was a piece in behind that.
You know what I mean? Notorious Compton, did not have like, that in All Eyes on Me. So, despite the fact it's going to be about Tupac, you know, the Lifetime channel just did a movie about Michelle A. It wasn't that good, but, you know, someone made it.
Who's Michelle A?
That's my guess. That's hip-hop talk. You'll have to tune into my podcast if you want to be educated about stuff like that.
When, Benny? But... When are we going to tune into your podcast?
That's a good...
You got to remember that Benny is a Gwarrior. And also a big fan of Weezer, so he's a music guy.
I'm not a big fan of Weezer, but...
Ween, not Weezer.
What? Oh, Ween. I like Ween.
Well, there you go.
He's a Wiener.
Yeah, a Wiener. I'll be a Wiener.
We're not here to talk about Ween. We're here to talk about my next pick, and I'm thinking as much... The insider info I gave to Jim was not to take All Eyes on Me, but that's looking like the best movie of what's left over. Damn.
Better.
I don't know what about
better than King Arthur, Benny?
I don't know what the Atomic Blonde is. I imagine both of them are going to be like, probably
Atomic Blonde. Probably not, a sleeper.
Not something that people are going to see in the theater.
What month does King Arthur come out? Does it come out before Game of Thrones premieres?
King Arthur comes out in May.
Oh, people might be fucking jazzed for that kind of stuff.
Oh,
he wants All Eyes on Me, Travis.
That guy was going to be Christian Grey, the guy from Sons of Anarchy. He was going to be Christian Grey. There was an outrage. They said, we don't want you to be Christian Grey. So he's like, okay, well, I'll be King Arthur. I don't think people really want him to be King Arthur. They don't even know who King Arthur is, but
I think I've recommended it before, but Charlie Hunnam did an interview, I think, with like Nerdist on Chris Hardwick's podcast.
They want him to be Jax Teller, and that's it. That's the end of your career.
Like, did you say that nobody knows who King Arthur is?
Yeah, they know who he is, but they don't want to see Jax Teller as him.
They don't want to see Guy Ritchie retelling of the King Arthur tale?
Napier, do you know who King Arthur is?
He's going to ruin it. They need to pick somebody else, an unknown.
King Arthur.
Trust me, man.
Ruin the pristine property that is.
Yeah, he had the Knights of the Round Table.
They need to pick a guy named Arthur.
Arthur Ashe? No, he's not available.
Arthur Adams? No.
Benny, okay. did you take All Eyes on Me? I lost track.
No, not yet. Not officially.
Just said you were
thinking everyone's here is talking me out of picking King Arthur.
Take that Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie, man. I'll go see it. You'll get my box office.
What diary? I didn't see that as a choice. Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I got to look that shit up because I'm excited.
Benny, do you watch the Fast and the Furious movies?
I watched all of them except the past two, like the one with.
Did you watch the one that Gal Gadot died when she fell off the plane?
I don't even know who Gal Gadot is.
She's the gal that fell off the plane.
I don't even remember that part. Like all those characters are at this point are so unmemorable. You know,
the gal that was palling around with the Asian guy, and she got the handprint by having the guy spank her ass.
So all of them except for this Jason Statham one and the most recent.
Yeah, that's Gal Gadot, and she died. She fell off a plane.
Gal was never in with the Asian guy.
Even with spoilers, I don't care. Like that's not like I don't know.
Did you see the one where they jumped the bridge with the car?
Probably.
Guys, have we not had our fill of Fast and Furious talk on this podcast?
No.
She was palling around with the Asian guy, and she got the handprint.
Ever. She was always with Hobbs.
I'm going to be really annoyed if...
That's not Gal Gadot!
Shit. You're a fucking idiot.
I think it's pronounced Gal Got It.
Oh, fuck you, Joe. Fuck you.
Oh, there is another Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie.
When's it get released?
Benny, pick a fucking movie.
I said Tupac. Oh,
that's fucking great.
Then you said you didn't officially say Tupac, and then you didn't say anything of consequence to the game.
Oh, they really not Tupac. Going with King Arthur? I mean, that seems like a mistake.
They re-released it.
What's that?
Every Wimpy Kid doesn't have any of the original cast.
What the fuck? People will be in the streets.
Maybe it'll actually be good.
Okay.
They probably aged out, Travis. They probably are too old.
I guarantee they are, but I can't get with this.
They can't make Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies with 30-year-old dudes.
Was the last Wimpy Kid that charming, Travis?
I love all these Wimpy Kids.
Okay, I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious.
There's Roderick Rules. I'm out. I'm not watching this.
I remember when I went into the fifth grade and I was bullied.
Got the cheese tuck.
Hey, no spoilers.
My older brother... He told me not to touch any of his stuff.
Oh, God, this is terrible. This is the worst thing to happen to me today.
See, here's the thing. I remember when Kevin Hart came out with that car wash movie or, like, the airplane movie. It got bootlegged. And everyone saw it on bootleg. It made nothing in the theater.
Hey, you can't drink purple
and
drink.
And the Metacritic was bad, too, so now I'm stuck with the Tupac.
Benny... Your inside information is that black people
that
steal movies and bootleg them on DVD.
That's what they steal. Because no, I don't mean black people steal movies. Because white people steal movies. Yeah, everyone steals movies. But that's a movie that's going to be stolen, white or black. That's a movie that's going to be stolen. There's a bunch of movies on this list that are going to be stolen by white people heavily.
You think that the Tupac movie is going to be more heavily bootlegged than Wonder Woman?
More than Wonder Woman? I don't know, but they'll both be bootlegged.
Should we take a straw poll and see who paid to see Straight Outta Compton in this podcast?
So don't think me out to be a guy that says black people are.
I paid for the movie.
A lot of these white movies are going to be pirated probably even more so heavily.
Saturday, bang.
Boy, is that good with you? Yes,
well, and by saying that, and don't, he's doing don't a real try to
Sean
say,
Spicer trying to back out of this.
Yeah, don't say that. I'm trying to say that black people don't know how to pirate movies because I'm not.
But my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
You're stealing movies.
I'm not trying to say that either. Don't twist any of this stuff.
In movies and you drink purple drink.
I'm trying to say.
Even Hitler didn't use chemical weapons on his people. That's what I hear Buddy say.
There's a good line in chat. He thinks that the Tupac movie is going to be more heavily yelled at during.
Oh, don't go in an SUV!
Guys,
it's a possibility that when people show up to the Tupac movie, it'll already be about 30 minutes into the movie.
Possible shots may ring out. That's not a color thing, it's an east-west thing.
Guys, show's over.
Thank fucking God.
It was a good show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Pleasure.
Yeah, we had fun. We drafted movies. We all talked over each other.
It was great.
It was fine.
Except for Napier.
Yeah, Napier did not talk over anyone. He was very respectful.
I am a polite and wonderful man.
He played the part of gracious host. went and made some mozzarella cheese sticks. And just, delicious. Let everybody stretch their legs.
Stay tuned for next episode, broadcast from Napier's bench.
Excellent.
You know he's not letting me in his house, Travis.
You can come over anytime you want to.
He's got dead animals living in his basement that he doesn't even know about.
Whenever you want. It just so happens that day, Napier had to work late, and he forgot to tell you.
Wait, I have a question, because last week on the show, it was revealed that you've never been to Drunk's house either?
Never been to Drunk's house.
So you have two guys who are semi-regularly at your home?
Every week.
And who never visited either one of their homes?
Jim, I've known Napier for 20 years. I think I've been in his home 3 times.
Well, to be fair, he's only been in his current house for like 2 years.
No, I mean total. And
Mike, you came over to my house. You watched my wife beat me.
And
it was great.
I don't think I ever actually cleared the living room. I think I was only allowed in the living room.
You could go wherever you wanted to. You went downstairs. You saw my massive gun collection and goalie gear setup. Yeah. Did he have like those velvet ropes at the bank, in front of the hallways? Yeah, I got those all over the place. You're not allowed into the room of crazy. So that's why haven't you been at this all over the walls?
I'm super excited to get that whole thing going, so that Napier can't say, oh, it's such a big deal to drive the 25 minutes to come hang out with my pals.
Like, come over next week.
Oh yeah, it's happening. It's happening.
No, next week's out.
Yeah, we're not doing a show next week. That's right.
That's why he's got an open invite.
Hey, Napier, is it different though? Is it a different dynamic? Because chances are I'm probably going to have to start doing a Skype show myself. Is it weird? Is it a weird dynamic? Or should Mike stuff the goalie pads with pillows or something? So it's almost like a stuffed Napier sitting on the couch.
I feel weird trying to talk because I feel like I'm talking over people. So I talk a little bit less than what I would normally
do. Benny, Skype is way worse than doing it in person. I've been doing this for, 3 years now? It's not as good as in person.
Yeah, I'm sure you sound good, though, when you do it, though.
Are you saying that you liked your old show better, Travis?
No, I'm saying I'd like to be in the room with you.
Can I voice my opinion? I like Travis's old show better.
The 11 episodes that were broadcast?
The Lantern Light Lounge, people. If you can find them, get them.
So, I mean, thanks, guys. This was fun, I guess.
Benny, Joe, Jim, always a pleasure.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Mike, is the show over?
I was actually going to say, where can they find you online?
Yeah, we kind of didn't pimp all the things out.
Guys, you can listen to Not Safe for Water Coolers every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. You can find their Tumblr page, which acts as their website. to download. Get it on iTunes and all that shit. The Lotus Cast is on Thursdays, also on strangelabel.com. They're on thelotuscast.com. Get their stuff on iTunes, too. Great show. Joe actually does a show where he talks about all of the DC TV shows. So he does two shows. So check out his other show.
And if you want to rank them by who will interact with you, Joe, and then Benny, and then Jim is below about four other people who will actually talk to you if you want to interact with them.
Yeah, no, and you can't really go in their chat room and interact with them there because they don't look at it. and actually, you don't really know when they're doing a show because they don't tell anybody. But then, like, when they do a show, they start, like, 15 minutes late. But then, like, sometimes they take a week off. So really the only...
Jim's Twitter account will tell you 2 weeks after the show is available for download.
See, he's just trying to find the real, true, dedicated fans. He doesn't want casual fans. He wants the ones that really want to work for it. So, like,
you got to do a little work.
If you wait on strangelabel.com for like 15, 20 minutes after when they say they're going to be there, they might show up, but some weeks they won't. And they won't tell you which week is which. You just got to figure it out for your fucking self.
Jim is like the Banksy of podcasters. You'll never see him. You'll never be there when he's doing his art, but you can see it after the fact.
And you can say, damn, you know, I really wish I had been there for that. Probably would have been a pretty cool scene. And Benny hasn't done a podcast in 9 months.
He's working on material.
About nine months. I mean, not to shit on our friends, Travis, but I mean, we're here every week, you know. We're here every
next week. We won't be here next week.
We're on time. We let you know. So, you know, not to brag, but that's the bare minimum. That's the bare minimum. So, yeah, Travis, pick of the week.
Final thought you have?
Pick it. I mean, my brain's pretty fried from all the Taekwondo and kids' activities, but I guess I would say I really enjoyed the Happen Lettered season finale, and I hope they bring it back next year for the next book they could do. Sundance TV, Happen Lettered.
Napier, pick of the week, buddy.
Napier's pick of the week is the Blues Predator series that's going to go on this week, and Blues are going to win, I hope.
You hope?
Yeah, they probably won't. I say that every series.
We'll see. I actually have two picks of the week. I wanted to tell you guys there's a show on IFC called Brockmeyer.
Oh, that's good.
Watch the first couple episodes of that. It was really funny. And
Kazaria.
Travis, I'll tell you what, that... one of the One Direction fellas, his name is Harry Styles.
Okay.
He was on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago, and he has a new song out. It's a pretty good song. I liked it. I listened to it a couple of times on purpose since. So I hate to say my pick of the week is a One Direction guy song.
No. Don't worry about it.
But check it out, Travis.
Justin Timberlake.
He might be One Direction's Justin Timberlake, you know?
When those guys go solo, they'll blow you away.
It's not what you'd think. So guys, we're not going to be live next week, but we'll probably have something, I think. Probably. We'll figure something. So, thanks for being with us. Good turnout in chat tonight. We appreciate all of you. Download people, thank you, too. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's my mama.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do